Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 17th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 2 cents, closing at 390. January beans up 6¾ cents, closing at 928¾. And March wheat up 6½ cents, closing at 556¼. Well, there was no turnaround Tuesday here today. That's a positive sign. Corn closed at 390, good sign. Beans above 925, a good sign. Wheat above 555, all good signs. Unfortunately, the oil led the beans up. They were up 68 ticks. Got up to 3404, contract high going back over a year and a half is 3444. We could certainly take that out here by the end of the month. The meal was only up a buck with the oil up 68 ticks. So again, I'm always a little bit hesitant about getting too long beans when the oil's leading it up, but we've had a nice run here in this bean market. Took out some resistance on a closing basis. All looks good. The old Informa group came out with some estimates today. Corn crop, almost 100 million bushels less than the government. Bean crop, 10 million less. Corn acres next year, they're looking at 94 million. Bean acres, 86 million. So, you know, the corn not nearly as bad as people would have thought, but the bean number is pretty big, another 10 million. Wheat acres, again, could be lower. So, you know, nothing bearish out here. The market certainly looks like it's turned a corner. The wheat's taken out some good resistance. We closed the March wheat. Just want to double check this. And we closed it pretty good here, over 555. That's a good number. So, you know, we couldn't do a turnaround Tuesday today. You know, it wasn't a great rally. We still haven't seen any export sales yesterday or today. If we don't see them tomorrow, I think these markets will sell off a little bit. Certainly the oil's overbought. That could drag down the beans a little bit. But the funds are still short corn and beans. Maybe after today, 80,000 to 85,000 corn, maybe 75,000 to 80,000 beans, somewhere in that range. So they still have quite a bit to cover if they get the inkling to. So, you know, I think certainly the bias has changed toward the upside. The Chinese will be looking to buy breaks. The funds will try to buy some breaks out here. So long term, you know, maybe we can move it a little bit lower on any given day. But I think the odds are longer term that we can move this thing higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.